The Daily Office Readings for Monday
from Proper 21 after Pentecost.
Among the Psalms appointed for today is the first part of Psalm 89. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. The heavens bear witness to your wonders, O Lord, and to your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the gods? God is much to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and terrible to those all round about him. Who is like you, Lord God of hosts? O mighty Lord, your faithfulness is all around you. You rule the raging of the sea and still the surging of its waves. You have crushed Rahab of the deep with a deadly wound. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. Yours are the heavens, the earth also is yours. You laid the foundations of the world and all that is in it. You have made the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and truth go before your face. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our might is exalted. Truly, the Lord is our ruler. The Holy One of Israel is our King. The second reading is from the book of Acts, and in this passage, Paul is on his journey back to Jerusalem, is in Miletus, and has summoned members of the congregation at Ephesus to join him and say goodbye. He did, however, send from Miletus to Ephesus and summon the elders of the congregation, and when they joined him, he spoke as follows. You know how, from the day that I first set foot in the province of Asia, for the whole time that I was with you, I served the Lord in all humility amid the sorrows and trials that came upon me through the machinations of the Jews. You know that I kept back nothing that was for your good. I delivered the message to you. I taught you in public and in your homes. With Jews and Gentiles alike, I insisted on repentance before God and trust in our Lord Jesus. And now, as you see, I am on my way to Jerusalem, under the constraint of the Spirit. Of what will befall me there I know nothing, except that in city after city the Holy Spirit assures me that imprisonment and hardships await me. For myself, I set no store by life. I only want to finish the race and complete the task which the Lord Jesus assigned to me, of bearing my testimony to the gospel of God's grace. One word more. I have gone about among you proclaiming the kingdom. But now I know that none of you will see my face again. That being so, I here and now declare that no man's fate can be laid at my door, for I have kept nothing back. I have disclosed to you the whole purpose of God. Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has given you charge, as shepherds of the church of the Lord, which he won for himself by his own blood. I know that when I am gone, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own body there will be men coming forward who will distort the truth to induce the disciples to break away and follow them. So be on the alert. Remember how for 3 years, night and day, I never ceased to counsel each of you, and how I wept over you. And now I commend you to God and to his gracious word, which has the power to build you up and give you your heritage among all who are dedicated to him. I have not wanted anyone's money or clothes for myself. You all know that these hands of mine earned enough for the needs of myself and my companions. I showed you that it is our duty to help the weak in this way, by hard work, and that we should keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, happiness lies more in giving than in receiving. As he finished speaking, he knelt down with them all and prayed. Then there were loud cries of sorrow from them all, as they folded Paul in their arms and kissed him. What distressed them most was his saying that they would never see his face again. So they escorted him to his ship. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. One day, as he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and the people crowded upon him to listen to the word of God, he noticed two boats lying at the water's edge. The fishermen had come ashore and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he went on teaching the crowds from his seat in the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we were hard at work all night and caught nothing at all. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." They did so and made a big haul of fish, and their nets began to split. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. This they did and loaded both boats to the point of sinking. When Simon saw what had happened, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go, Lord, leave me, sinner that I am." For he and all his companions were amazed at the catch they had made. So too were his partners, James and John, Zebedee's sons. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus to Simon. "From now on, you will be catching men." As soon as they had brought the boats to land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.